Hello, this is Chris Farmer. Welcome to the blog. This one is Time Management Training. Time management training is the art of organizing and prioritizing your work so that you are always doing the right thing in the right order. How can you most easily learn time management skills and techniques? You can easily learn some time management skills simply by reading the following questions and thinking about the answers. Here are the questions. Do you have people in your office who steal time from you by means of too many unnecessary interruptions, distractions, or frequent off-topic conversations? If yes, name these people to yourself and figure out a way to limit the damage they're doing to your productivity. Do you have any bad habits that cause you to be less efficient than you otherwise would be? If yes, name the bad habit to yourself and write out a way to limit the damage that this habit is doing to your productivity. 4. Are you more likely to start too many tasks simultaneously and therefore spread yourself too thinly over each so that you can't make good progress? Or do you instead focus on a smaller number of tasks and concentrate sufficiently to make good progress before moving on to focus on the next task? 5. Do your meetings drift off topic, or do you tend to stick to the agenda? If they do drift off topic, why does this happen and what is the remedy? 6. In the afternoon, do you ever run out of energy so that your productivity begins to flag? Or are you able to maintain a steady pace all day long? 7. Do you operate according to a plan? Or do you simply go to work and go with the flow and react to current events? 8. Do you go to bed sufficiently early to allow enough sleep for full recuperation? Or do you tend to stay up late watching useless TV or computer games that keep you from your bed until past midnight? 9. Do you eat a good breakfast and give your mind and body the tools it needs to do the job? Or do you make do with a cup of coffee and a piece of toast? Or worse, a Red Bull and a Kit Kat? Or even worse, no breakfast? 10. Do you put things back in the correct place after you've used them? Or do you leave them out? Or do you put them in the wrong place so that you cannot find them later? For instance, are your CDs in their correct cases? Or are they kicking around in no case? Or are they all mixed up in the wrong cases? 11. Do you do the things you should do? 12. Do you fail to do some things that you know you should do? 13. Do you sometimes do things that you should not do? 14. If you do things that you should not do, how can you get yourself to stop doing it? 15. Is your workspace tidy or a mess? 16. Do the people around you expect that you will arrive later than you said you would? If yes, how come you've created such a bad rep? 17. Do you talk for too long about things that are not work-related issues? 18. Do you talk for too long about how bad you expect the future to be? 19. Do you talk for too long about how bad it has been lately? 20. Do you talk for too long about how good it used to be back in the good old days? 21. Do you know the meaning of the term the law of diminishing returns? How does this law apply to time management? 20. Do you know when to stop planning and when to start implementing? Do you know how to draw a problem-cause-solution diagram? If not, do you want to learn how to draw a problem cause solution diagram? 24. Do you have a good memory, or do you forget too much too soon? 25. Have you ever studied memory training techniques that can double or treble your recall abilities? 26. Would you like to study memory training techniques that could treble your recall abilities? Could it be that you've been on a memory course in the past but have forgotten? 27. How much do you know about decision matrices that allow you to make more accurate and logical decisions? 28. Do you have specific, clear and distinct techniques to deal with priority order decisions, yes or no decisions, that's binary decisions, and which one, what kind decisions? 29. If you don't have specific methods of decision making, then how do you know if you're making a good decision? 30. Have you ever made a really bad decision? If yes, what did it cost you? 31. Do you ever waste time worrying about the things that you have no power to change? 32. Do you ever waste valuable time in pointless arguments? If yes, how could you stop yourself from doing that? 33. Do you think you could be more efficient if only you could get yourself to adopt certain disciplines? 34. If yes, what disciplines would make you more efficient? 35. When are you going to start these disciplines? 36. Do you think you may benefit from attending the time management course listed on this site? 37. What location is the best one for you to attend? 38. Can you contact Lindsay at the Corporate Coach Group to arrange the details? Thank you.